Everyone who is hashtagged into February, hashtag F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y. This is Paul Hopkins of our podcasting. We're on to day four now, at least I am, and catching up bit by bit. and they're good. Some of these challenges aren't taking too long, so I've been able to kind of catch up a little bit. Loving it. I love the challenges thing. As I said before, I like the actually having a topic to talk about. I know you can talk about whatever, but I like following a bit of a thing with this kind of thing. Feeling in with the in crowd. So I'm standing here thinking about health and safety and what could you do as a kid that you would be able to do now. Well, apart from being a lot older and not being able to attempt some of the things that I used to do, health and safety, it's a good one because as many of you know that I'm visually impaired, vision impaired, visually challenged, severely sight impaired. Well, I know, that's political correctness gone mad almost. I'm blind. My name's Paul and I'm blind. So Paul first, blind and whatever second is the general rule of thumb. But that's political correctness. That might be a discussion one day. But health and safety, as a blind person, the things I used to do. Climbing trees. I climbed trees. I've been playing hide and seek with my brothers, and normally if I climbed a tree, I could get up the tree, that wasn't a problem, but getting back down was a problem. Finding the branches that you were using before to secure yourself wasn't so easy coming down. It's not like a step ladder where you have steps in an ordered form, it was branches that you have to, and so they would foot left a bit, foot right a bit, down a bit. I remember one time I climbed a tree and they said, Paul can see you, so you're off now, you can't hide anymore and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, coming down, fell out of the tree and I must have fallen about 15, 20 feet, landed on my side pretty much. Wasn't hurt overly, although ripped a decent hole in the armpit of my new then pretend leather jacket. It was one of those PVC jackets, and I thought I was the dude, but they had this big hole in the armpit, so good job that never happened to my actual arm but to the sleeve of the jacket. I think health and safety / fear, you can't, people are much less likely to let their kids go out wandering. I mean, we used to go rambling for hours and hours all day in the summer holidays, up and out by 11 with a bag of sandwiches that you'd made probably from semi-mouldy bread. Nobody cared, and grabbed some jar from somewhere with something in it, slapped that on, bang, off you went, and just rambled around for all day until it got dark. No mobile phones, no anything. And the kids were out somewhere, probably off up the Lickies, and the notion that, well, you could be found if you needed to be looked for, but we never were, never did. Here's Usher having a run. You've come to life, have you? Go on, off you go. You've done me head in this morning. He didn't want to. Oh, he's on a slow, go slow. He's a guide dog. And he was walking slow, slow, slow. Health and safety, I mean, trying to think of other things that we could do. But definitely my tree climbing days would not even have begun if I'd have been a teenager now. It wouldn't be something that would have been sanctioned. Riding a bike. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't have been able to ride a bike now, I don't think. Skateboarding. What did I used to do? Skateboarding, I used to try and... I never could stand on the skateboard and go down a slide, although I was tempted to attempt that. Definitely sat on a skateboard and rolled down the slide. Down hills, cycling, riding, all sorts of stuff, even on public roads, because this was at school, a lot of it, so it was a big school, lots of ground, you could do it safely, relatively safely, but bearing in mind that you were a very, very severely sighted person on a bike with visually totally blind people often in the way, playing on the concrete football pitch, that was another one. And it would not be uncommon for people to crash into walls, concrete walls that surrounded the football pitch. Wouldn't happen now, I'm pretty sure of that. Lots and lots of things as a kid. I remember there was a wagon thing, like one of these trolley things that you could sit in, or you were really meant to put things in and then pull it by its handle. And I decided that not only I'd learnt to... Oh, hello.
Hush. So I've only come to look at the rail.
Oh, it's a bit...
It's a bit better than it was.
Hush. Come on, find the gate. So, yeah, so I'd long past the point that I was able to use this thing moving forward and travelling at a fair velocity with the load of my mates in the back and steering it. If you know the trolleys I'm talking about, they're the ones that you have to pull in a forward. You have to pull it from the handle. You're not really meant to sit in it and steer it with the handle because the wheels could go forward, usher, so far round that left that it would just tip over really easily. Well, it never happened to me, so why should it happen if I was going backwards down a hill on my own? Left, usher, left. Come on. So, needless to say, I ended up in a pile, and the sister at the school, you know, nurse, pulling or tweezing bits of grit out of my hand for about half an hour. Yes. And is it iodine? It stings. It stings like hell. So that was a salutary lesson, but no health and safety around that at all. So there. Those are some things that I couldn't do now. You've been listening to me, Paul Hopkins, your podcasting. And hello. I'll speak to you all soon, as I really do now go back to my work, having let Usher run off some steam. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.